By about 40,000 years ago, humans like ourselves had spread from Africa all over Asia and Europe, even crossing seas to get to Australia. But no humans had yet set foot in the Americas, and it needed major changes in climate before they could. Firstly, 20,000 years ago, the Ice Age locked up the water in ice sheets and glaciers, leading to a huge fall in sea level. And the sea between Russia and Alaska, what's now the Bering Straits, became a wide and easily passable land bridge. Animals, mammoths, bison and reindeer, moved across to the American side, and hunting humans followed. The way further south into the rest of America was through an ice-free corridor between the Rocky Mountains on the Pacific side and the vast continental ice sheet covering Canada on the other. 15,000 years ago, as the climate warmed up again, it was possible for large numbers of animals, followed again by their human hunters, to get through this corridor to the rich hunting grounds across what is now the United States. This is the new American world of the Clovis Points. It was clearly a great environment for those go-getting humans from North Asia, but if you were a mammoth, the outlook wasn't quite so rosy. The ripples on the side of the Clovis Point, which I find so beautiful, produce intense bleeding in any animal they hit. So you don't need to be a dead shot and strike a vital organ. You can hit your prey anywhere, and the blood loss will gradually weaken it until you can easily finish it off. And by 10,000 BC, all the mammoths, and a lot of other big mammals, had been finished off. How far it's the Clovis people that are responsible for these extinctions is matter for debate, but Gary Haynes thinks they were.
I think there is a direct connection between the first appearance of people and the last appearance of many of the large mammals, if not all of them, that disappeared in North America. You can actually trace this sort of connection across the world. Wherever modern Homo sapiens turns up, where there had never been a human population before this, it's almost invariable that large mammals disappear. And not just some animals, it's a large proportion. In North America, it's something like 2/3 to 3/4.
This was going to become a familiar story.